would ask and request of her to give priority to the AFI when spending her budget allocation. And of course, we know that there's reassurance from the Irish government previously that they're committed to this project financially also. Previously, Simon Coveney had appeared before the Good Friday Agreement Committee as Taoiseach, and during that session I had quizzed him on the AFI and I'd sought reassurance from him, in which he said that the Irish government wouldn't be found wanting in terms of funding for the AFI. That commitment was then reinforced by the British and the Irish government in the New Decade, New Approach document. So I would urge Nicola Mullen to consider her options in terms of the Irish government, who have previously given commitments of substantial funding towards this project. I think a conversation needs to be struck up there urgently in order to ensure that the Irish government reconfirm and recommit to the AFI project and to ensure that we have the correct funding in place.
You have two party colleagues, TDs in Donegal. You have a party colleague, a TD in Monaghan. Do you believe they need to be putting pressure on the Irish government to be more proactive on this one?
Most definitely, yes. And they previously have done on several occasions. They've met with different ministers and ensured that the North West, and in particular that the AFI, is a key priority for the Irish government. They will continue to do so, and I'll continue to liaise with my TDs in the South to ensure that it's top of their agenda, but I've no doubt that it's key priority for them in the time ahead also.